Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest is Paco Zamora of Dust Control. And you were describing, I asked your question, whether you were retiring and what you look forward to. And instead of telling me what you're thinking of retiring, you're telling me the additional businesses that you're bringing into Dust Control that have you excited. Give us a little bit more detail about those additional products and services.
Okay, well, the thing is this, we have in Puerto Rico in the Dust Control business close to 6,000 customers. Thank goodness for the years that we've been in business. Since 1962 to the present, we have grown. Now, when we go to visit these customers, we realize that they also have restrooms. And in these restrooms, we decide, hey, we have to go there every two weeks. Why don't we get involved and offer them the soap, the paper, whatever they need in the restrooms? We started with the restroom division, and we started doing that, and it started growing. But then we noticed that there were a lot of products in the restrooms that were manual. Like if you went to a restroom, you had to open a faucet, wash your hand, touch a soap dispenser, then rinse your hands, and while you were doing the soaping in your
hands,
the water was running wild, you know. So
and the handle got all soap, filled with soap,
yes,
was a
and
mess.
Then
yeah.
If you touch anything you touch, if a person is sick and somebody comes behind and touches it, it passes the infection to the other person. So we looked at the possibility of starting a no-touch public restroom, okay? So we looked into it and we got products that we distribute from all over the world. We put in a flusher in the toilet, which is an intelligent flusher that if you're standing or sitting less than 1 minute, it only flushes 0.8 gallons. If it's more than 1 minute, it flushes 1.6 gallons.
Wow.
Compared to a manual flusher that flushes 2.5 to 3 gallons, there's a savings for people and they don't have to touch.
Right.
Then we went into the faucet, the same thing. The faucet, if you wash your hand with a regular faucet, you open up the faucet, wet your hand, go get the soap, and while you're putting the soap in your hands, the water is flowing.
Right.
Here, you put your hands, you retire it, and it closes. You get the soap, put your hands under the soap dispenser, it gives you the exact amount of soap, and then you rinse it, and that's it. Then when you go to dry your hands, you have two options. You want a paper, we have a paper dispenser, that you don't have to touch it. Put it under, hands under, and the paper comes out. If you want to dry your hands, we have a high-speed dryer that eliminates the paper altogether, and you can dry your hands in 15 seconds.
Yeah, those are some great products these days.
And then what happens is that the only thing is we even have a door opener that automatically opens the door when you're going out. So
this is a toilet stall.
No. This is a door
to the
restroom. Place. Yes.
Okay.
Because when you come out of the stall, you wash your hands anyway.
Yeah.
So at the end, what's the sense of not touching anything? And if you have to touch the handle of the door.
Okay.
So we have that, and we have the automatic door opener that you pass your hand over a sensor, and the door opens, and you go out.
And you have urinals. There's these new urinals,
yes,
that you don't have any water.
That's right.
You have that too?
Yes, we have the waterless urinals.
I couldn't guess.
Yeah. We have the waterless urinals, which save 40,000 gallons of water each urinal. That's a tremendous amount of savings.
Per year. That's
and then you don't have to touch it, and it is cleaner than the regular urinals.
So what you're telling me is you're not retiring.
No. What they say, I'll retire. When I retire, they'll take me feet first.
When you look back, we talked about the press, et cetera. You said you haven't had those kinds of moments where you've been depressed and that just whatever happens, you see as a challenge, you're optimistic, and you just confront whatever it is. When you look at the young people that want to be business people, and we need that so much in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
What would be your advice to a young person graduating from college or studying college, wherever you, that comes to you and says, I want to be a business person like you, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to take risks, I want to be my own boss. What would be your advice?
Well, the best advice I can give him is, like when I started, I remember that there was a saying that says, my father works in Fuentes Fluviales. Getting a job was the important thing going out of university. I would say to any university student that feels the entrepreneur spirit that they should look into the possibility of starting their own business, even if they get a job initially to get going, they should start looking for a niches where there is a need for something. Maybe, for example, at one time I told somebody, why don't we set up a mechanics garage that works only at night so that people can bring their car in, they fix it, and then pick it up in the morning. And you don't have that problem of leaving your car, being without a car for a day.
Right.
See, things like these are little details.
Right.
Well, anything, just think
little,
of something.
Creativity, creativity.
And be true to yourself. In other words, look for a niche, don't be afraid, and get after it.
That sounds like good advice. Besides your entrepreneurial, your business experiences and all, you've also been very involved in civic and in fact, and in the music world. At one time, you had a business in terms of programs and your family were singers. You had a singing group. So tell us a little bit about your philosophy vis-a-vis philanthropic and helping in these different organizations and some of them that you've been involved with. And where have you found most satisfaction?
I think that everybody who is successful in business should have other interests that are not necessarily making money for yourself. For example, I was a member of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, and I was in charge of All San Juan, a committee for All San Juan. I enjoyed that very much. And then I was also involved with the...
And you didn't have a business in Old San Juan, really.
No, I didn't have a business, but I...
Nor
I was,
did you live there.
I am an admirer of Old San Juan.
Right. Interesting.
I also started, for example, I became a president of the San Juan Children's Choir because I love choir music. I have 6 children, and my wife is a musical person, and between my wife, myself, and my 6 children, we started taking lessons with a famous soprano from Puerto Rico, Rina de Toledo, and she gave us arrangements for 4 or 5 voices. And we used to give, we went into Chucho Avellanet's shows and we sang there, Nidia Caro, and we gave concerts and so on and so forth, but not for profit.
Yeah, just for fun, just enjoyment.
Yeah, just for fun. We were like the Trap Family Singers, we were the Zamora Family Singers.
do you have some tapes of that?
Yes, we do. We have tapes of that. But we stopped because when the girls became teenagers, they were a little shy. And they said, we don't want to do that anymore. But my son, at that time, we also opened up a company together with 4 very good actors in Puerto Rico. Jacobo Morales, Norma Candal, Awilda Carbia, and... I can't get the name of the other one. Anyway, they had they split from WAPA TV, and they came to me to see if I would help them to get started. So I got together with my partners, and we formed a corporation called Producciones Astra, and we were there doing for about 5 years. We were doing business, and we had a beautiful program called Aiva Eso, which was very successful. But we were in a channel, Channel 7, didn't have a good signal at the time, and the channel was competing with us, putting ads in front before us and after us, and you know, it was very difficult. So after losing, waiting a lot of time, we didn't lose, we just didn't make money.
Right.
So we decided to close.
And this is with the same partners that you started with in Baby King Diapers.
Yes. And in addition to that, we had the partners of Jacobo Morales.
You brought some other partners in.
Yes,
but incredible consistency throughout your life of these people that...
Well, if you have a good result with the first partners, why change? I mean, you never change a winning horse.
Right, right.
You know, and this was a good arrangement. In all the years since 1956, 58 to the present, we have never had a discrepancy or an argument between any of the partners.
Oh, that's tremendous. Let me take a break, and I want to come back because I want to discuss the Sagrado Corazon, which is, I think, a fantastic story of a transition that you were involved with at the beginning. So I'm with Paco Zamora of Dust Control and of many other besides the Trap Family type singers. We'll be right back.